The size of the proposed grocery has been increased from between 6,000 to 8,000 square feet to over 10,000 square feet, which was one of the city's biggest requests. In addition, HEB will be ceding some of its current property to improve sidewalks and increase pedestrian areas as well.
They are proposing some public improvements that will provide, bicycle and pedestrian paths on Flores.
That's Lori Houston, San Antonio's Center City Development Office Director. Houston continues saying the city feels HEB's on the right track, but until the results of a traffic impact analysis associated with HEB wanting to shut down South Main to traffic, the city department won't be making any recommendations on the incentive package, an incentive package that includes a closed South Main Street and $1 million payout. But it's traffic, not the $1 million, that has area residents concerned. Max Martinez is president of the King William Association.
In the King William area, what we are is we are a residential district. We have families, we have kids, we take our kids out for walks, we take our kids out for bike rides, and that's kind of the fear. The increased traffic is going to kind of reduce the quality of life that we enjoy right now.
In addition, with a closed South Main Street neighborhood, residents worry about pedestrian access to downtown. One Southtown resident recently emailed Texas Public Radio stating, "I live in Southtown and many folks are upset with the idea of a gated compound between us and downtown. It's our only safe bicycling street." Seniors trying to access the city-owned Commander's House will have to add around a quarter mile to their trip as a result. Max Martinez and the King William Association have asked HEB to consider maintaining pedestrian and bicycle access to South Main.
There's some seniors that walk to the Commander's House, and there's seniors that are on wheelchairs that go to the Commander's House. So for them to go that extra maybe quarter mile or so around down Arsenal and down Flores and then back up to the Commander's House is a little much.
HEB was contacted for this story but declined to make any comments on the updated proposal. According to Lori Houston, with the city, the traffic impact analysis will be done in early November when the Planning Commission will be consulted. Only then will the Center City Development Office make a recommendation to City Council. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.